Home at Hnitbjörg, a hall in a mountain, the daughter of Suttung dwelled. Gorgeous Gunnlöv was guarding his mead, that guild from dwarves he gained. Suttung savored for himself alone the precious and potent mead, though that Sumble sat, unsipped by all, in a room so deep and dark. Gunnlöv sat on her golden stool, and dreamed of worlds all wide, tales of heroes, from travelers she heard, those stories of might and main. She hoped that a hero would hie for the mead, and relieve her lonely days. Well she knew that the wondrous mead had a better and brighter weird. By stone grinding, she was startled one day from her bed of brooding dreams. A hole appeared in the hardened wall. Was it the hoped-for hero? With bated breath from her bed she rose as a serpent slithered out. Before her eyes, its form had altered to the ace she knew was Odin. Odin asked to earn the mead that Gunnlöv guarded there. Her lust inflamed, she allowed to him her help to win that wine. Secured it was by crafty spells and powerful chants and charms. Galdr they'd need to gain its release and thus keep power from harm. Sexual save and sorcery they work, grinding together with lust. Knights all three, they needed to finish the magic to ready the mead. Their working done, they wended then to the cauldrons keeping the mead. Odin sat in eager suspense on the stool of glowing gold. Gunnlöv gave to Gaut Ulfroer, then Bothan and Sohn to swig. In sorrow she served those sips of mead, for she knew he'd not return. Grimnir altered to glorious eagle and soared in searing sky, leaving Gunnlöv alone to grieve for the hero she helped and loved.